planning your first international trip post-vaccination? Well, you'll be happy to know that the CDC's list of low-risk destinations is growing. Now, Iceland, Singapore, Israel, and South Korea are a part of the lowest COVID risk category. The CDC's updated travel guidelines include 120 countries around the world. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Peter.
So the new CDC guidance gives advice for both vaccinated and unvaccinated travelers. Break it down for us. What are some of the safest and riskiest places on the list?
Well, you mentioned some of the safest ones. Iceland would be notable in terms of a place where some Americans, particularly those toward the East Coast, can easily go. Singapore. And really, there's little rhyme or reason from a geographical standpoint to which are the safest and which are the most vulnerable. Because on the other hand, it's, you know, it's not as though all of the most dangerous ones are in one part of the world. Among the most dangerous, yeah, you've got some South American countries like Argentina, Colombia, but also other European countries. Belgium, Sweden is one of them. So think about that. Two Nordic countries, Iceland among the safest in the world, and Sweden right now among the worst from that perspective.
Well, to that point, the Delta variant is spreading through the United Kingdom right now. Even though their numbers have been going way down, the risks seem to be going up in some ways. How's the CDC trying to help people better understand how to navigate all that?
Right. And you asked also before about the vaccinated versus unvaccinated. The CDC, to be clear, is saying people who are not vaccinated should not travel outside the U.S., even to those safest places. If you are vaccinated, they've greatly broadened where they're saying, yeah, be very careful, but go. There are basically these four groups of countries in terms of risk level, and it's only the ones with the very highest risk level where they're saying, just don't go if you can avoid going. So a country like the United Kingdom is in the third category. They go from one to four, best to worst. And United Kingdom, they're saying, make sure you are fully vaccinated before traveling there. They say the same thing about a lot of other countries in the world, you know, everywhere from Andorra to the United Arab Emirates. Mm. And so, yeah, basically the Delta variant, as far as the epidemiologists can tell, on average has a much greater chance of landing you in the hospital if you catch it. And the vaccines are perhaps less effective about against it. That's true regardless of where you catch it. But the UK, a place that has it right now.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Japan? The U.S. State Department said just last month, don't go there ahead of the Olympics in July.
Yeah, and Japan now is in that same category as the UK, where they're saying if you're fully vaccinated, you can go. And that's separate from the broader debate about, you know, whether the Olympics should be there, and from Japan's perspective, whether it wants people from all over the world coming to the country. But the CDC is saying that if you're fully vaccinated, based on the data available today, they're constantly updating this, it's a place that you can go, albeit with taking those same precautions that you would take in a lot of other countries.
And just real briefly, Seth, if you could tell us about a new policy at United and Delta that say new hires there must be fully vaccinated against COVID.
Yeah, and that's the key. New hires, right? They're not requiring existing employees to get vaccinated. And this is going to be a broader debate in society among a lot of lawyers, among others, in terms of what you can require. Always easier to require something of a new employee than of somebody who's already there. Let's see, Peter, if other airlines follow suit.
We shall indeed. Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thank you.
Thank you.